I'll say, a shameful way to try to conduct this kind of business. And the witnesses that are they're calling in, the ones that will come in, they're testifying in secret. And Adam Schiff controls the stenographers. As far as I know, there's no video of this testimony. There's no audio of this testimony. There's a stenographer's transcript that's taken on the fly. And then Adam Schiff decides what gets redacted and if any of it gets released. And so far, nothing has been released except the things that they leak. So I can go on about this. This is highly frustrating to see the tactics that they're using, the way they're stacking the deck to try to find something that they can actually pin on the president so that they can impeach him. And they've impeached him. And they've publicly said they have to impeach this president because they don't expect they can beat him in the election a year from now. So I've never seen anything so politicized in all my lifetime, regardless of whether I was in office or not. This is the most politicized tactic. So about six of us went down, and I'll just say this. We stormed the SCIF. The SCIF is the secure room where these hearings are taking place. But remember, these are not classified actions that are taking place in there. They're just secret so they can do their plot. And six of us were denied access. I sent out a picture of that on Twitter account when that happened, but that mobilized things so that we did a press conference the following week. About 50 Republicans were there, and then we turned and we went into that SCIF. There were about, I'll say, some said two dozen, some said 30, but two or two and a half dozen Republicans went in and stormed the SCIF, and yes, I was among them both times. The first time, there were only six. This time, 24 to 30.